Good morning, beautiful. No, don't start already. What do I mean? Don't you start with that deprecating sense of humor of yours already? I know. I know you've got bedhead. Oh, yeah, I know you look so horrible right after you wake up. And to that I say, I don't even care. You're beautiful. Come here. Yeah, I'm teasing you. You silly girl, you. I don't think you realize how much I love you. A whole lot. Yeah. Why am I with you? Why not? Are you crazy? I'm sorry, that wasn't polite to say. I know, we don't joke about that. I don't think you're crazy. I don't think I'm crazy either, though. Why am I with you? Well, believe it or not, you are beautiful. You are. Some days when you smile, just your whole face lights up and glows, and I mean, I think even the sun could take note of it. That being said, sometimes you give me these sassy looks. Just like that. And they make me chuckle. You try to be so sassy and fierce sometimes, and I just wanna. I just wanna beat you into submission and make you listen to me. It's only for your own good, though, of course. What else? Man, are you greedy this morning? Okay. What else? Let's see. Did I talk about your smile yet? Oh, I did. Oopsie. I guess it was worth mentioning twice then. What else? You don't make me feel less significant because I'm shorter than you. No, I know it seems simple or silly, but you've never seriously, you know, like, made me feel, you know, bad about my height. Well, because you're taller than me. And I don't know, I guess sometimes I get frustrated with it. I know it sounds silly, I know it's dumb, but you've never made me feel dumb for being short. For being your little short stack. That said, I love that you're taller than me. I guess maybe it's a benefit of being a short girl, but I love when I've got my hands on your hips and I have to look up at you and see your chin. And then I can give it just a nice little nom. Because you are too cute. I know I'm being silly this morning. It's only because I don't want to get out of bed and go to work. Yeah. Once you get your tall ass to call my boss and tell him I don't want to go. Would be nice. Just staying in bed with my completely desirable girlfriend. What else? Oh my gosh. Somebody is needy this morning. Oh yeah. You just need to be assured. Let's see what else. I love that. I love your heart and your soul. I do. They're very strong. You know what amazes me about you? You could be just like this bitter, bitter hag-like witch right now. No, seriously, hear me out. You've taken a lot of shit from a lot of people. Exes, your family at different times, friends or people you thought were friends, your job, all of that. And yeah, you do have your moments where you turn into a complete witch. But despite all of that, you're still this sweet, charming girl who deep down just wants everybody to be happy and to live their lives. And sometimes you would completely walk a mile out of your way to help somebody. And I really admire that. I think that makes you the better one of us, too. I mean it. Yeah. Nope, you'll not convince me otherwise. Yep, of the two of us, I definitely, what do they say? I married up. I know we aren't married. Maybe one day. I guess I better get out of bed. Yeah, we better. Maybe I should call my boss and tell him I have a case of the yawns and maybe he'll be sympathetic. Yeah, you're probably right, he won't. I guess that's another reason too. You're just so smart. You are just one smart bean. Yeah, you are. You're right. Let's get up and go to work. I'll definitely be happy to, tell you and show you all the other ways that you please me later on too. You better believe it. Okay. All right, I'll miss you. I'm gonna get dressed now. I love you.